time for another WNST Baltimore Sports News Update. Here's Luke Jones.
John Harbaugh met with the media following the Ravens' win over the Vikings on Sunday afternoon.
First of all, just our condolences to Commissioner Tagliabue's family and to the amazing, amazing leader he was in the National Football League all those years. As I think back, even as a kid, Pete Rozelle and then Paul Tagliabue, you know, that was the National Football League. So he's legendary, and the league would not be what it is without Paul Tagliabue, for sure. And then also to Marshawn Neyland's family. I mean, just what a tragic thing, but what a good young man he was. And when I think back in Western Michigan, that's where I met my wife, at Western Michigan. Ingrid is sitting right there, and he and I had that conversation about that in the draft, and just what a good person he was. And to his family, he raised a good boy there. He's a good young man. We had two birthdays. Daniel Falele, happy birthday, which I neglected to mention in the pregame celebration. And Dr. Tucker. So happy birthday, Dr. Tucker. And then what a great win. Win based on faith and guts and faith. So the passage you're going to get this one was, it was not by their sword that they won the land, nor did their arm bring them the victory. It was your right hand, your arm, and the light of your face, for you love them. That was the verse for this week. And we leaned on that. At least I did, for sure. But what questions do you have? I'm just proud of the guys. What questions do you have?
The defensive today, the fourth down stands that they made, the two interceptions. How would you describe that defense?
I thought, first of all, Zach called a magnificent game, and the coaches and Zach put together a fantastic game plan. And that was a really well, Minnesota is a really good team. Minnesota is very well coached on both sides of the ball. Their schemes are incredibly challenging on both sides of the ball. And then as you saw them came out, they had a really good game plan. They were doing things that were making it challenging for us in terms of, hey, you want to blitz them? You know, we've got some answers for that. You know, you want to play the pass? We got some answers in running and passing situations. And just a lot of different good plays that they had. I think Coach O'Connell and the whole staff does a great job. And the same thing on defense and with Coach Flores. And they make it tough on you. So it was going to be a grinder type of a game, especially in this environment. So I think both sides of the ball did a great job of handling the grind of the schemes and the good players that they have, and also the environment of the sound and all that. So I'm proud of that. But defensively, with the three turnovers, I mean, we had three turnovers total, but they had the two turnovers. The fourth down stops. The two-point play stop, and even overcoming some crazy stuff. I mean, they made a couple fourth-down plays. We could have been off the field earlier, and our guys didn't crack. So many times, when do you see situations where that happens, and the very next play it becomes a touchdown? Our guys didn't let that happen. I mean, they left it out there. You talk about a guy like Kyle Van Noy again. I mean, he's in there. He's completely exhausted. He left everything out on that field. He's an example, and everybody is in that same place. So that's the kind of win that it was.
Turnovers, you've got eight in the last four games, which is a lot more than you had the first five. What has been the difference in creating those turnovers?
Sometimes you get opportunities, so I'm not going to say it's not, just sometimes it just kind of goes that way. I don't think we had too many opportunities in the first few games, but I also think you create your opportunities. You create your opportunity by being in the right spots. We could add a couple more if the ball carried a foot further or something like that, but we had 11 quarterback hits, so a lot of talk about the lack of pressure, but we had 11 quarterback hits and four batted balls. Those are passes defended by the D-line and the pass rushers. I mean, that's pretty darn great. So those guys, I thought, had a phenomenal game. The game kind of turned. It turned with the turnovers, the kickoff coverage, the two-point drive, or the two-minute drive at the end of the half, where we had hardly any time go down and get that field goal. Lamar leading that drive, that offense, with the crowd and everything else going on, all the pressure. Then to come back out, get the stop, get the turnover, get the score, the touchdown, and then get the fumble on the kickoff. I mean, that turned the game between the second and third quarter right there.
What can you say about Keandre Jackson and that fumble, just the spark he's brought to special teams?
He said he was going to make a name for himself. He told me that. So I think he's doing it. You know, he's not 39 anymore. He's Keandre Jackson. You know, that guy brings it. You know, he's he got his first fumble, first forced fumble, and first forced fumble recovery on the same play.
John, what was the key to that late third quarter drive that ended well into the fourth quarter, where you got the run game going and you had a lot of third down conversions? How big was that in sort of taking control of the game?
That was really big. And, you know, I thought Todd really called that drive so well, because he kept the personnel groups moving. He kept the run and pass calls moving. Lamar had a lot to do with that. Lamar wanted to spread them out and run some RPOs there, and Lamar did a great job of executing those RPOs in that situation. I think we really had him off balance, you know, throughout that whole drive, and then just executing with all the crowd noise. I mean, it's a lot easier. It's easy to forget when it goes well, but that's really tough. It's a loud place, as you guys know.
You've now won in every opponent's home in the NFL, 31 different teams that you won in their stadium. Is there a sense of pride as an organization now? Because this is a tough league to win in the road, to win everywhere on the road. Not many coaches have that full set.
Thanks, Jerry. I did not realize that. That's cool. I mean, at the end of the game, I was pretty choked up inside. And I didn't shed a tear. You know, I wouldn't let that happen. But, I mean, just what these guys, just how hard they fought and how much they believed, how much courage they showed, you know. And you know what? We're just 4-5. You know, we're still under 500. So that's where we're at. We recognize that. And we know we're going to have a big fight, a big, tough, knockdown, drag-out fight in Cleveland next week. We know what that is. We understand what that always is. So just to get to 500, you know, and that's what we're going to be fighting for.
To kind of throttle Jefferson and Addison, not huge games from either.
We decided not to overdo the double coverage and lean into coverage too much. We ran a robber coverage to him, so the corner could play a little outside leverage, and the safety was sitting on the inside breaks. Thought that was very effective. That's really we rolled the quarters to him a couple times, but that's really still covering the guys. I think the credit goes to the players. I thought our guys did a great job of just covering, and they covered. I mean, some of those pass interference calls, I'm not too sure about, but I thought our guys covered really well and really with discipline the whole game. And that's tough against those guys, and we were in single high playing a lot of you know, man type coverages. So they did a great job. All the corners did a great job, and the safety showed up a couple times too.
We didn't see Marlon towards the end of the game. Is he okay?
Yeah, he's got a finger thing that happened in practice, so he was dealing with that. You probably noticed it all. Wrapped up there, and he still caught the interception.
Do you think that affected his tackling? It seemed like a couple of times he was reluctant to.
But he made some too. He probably wanted to protect it a little bit, but I didn't see him not make a tackle. I thought he made one on their sideline over there on a screen or something, a check down maybe. He came up and made a big tackle just short of the first down.
John, this is 100 career starts for Lamar.
Yeah.
It doesn't seem like it's.
No, I can't even believe it. I can't even believe it, you know. Life is short, run to the ball, you know, and Lamar does. Lamar epitomizes that. I just couldn't say enough about Lamar Jackson. If you want to talk about his career and his legacy, I mean, I think he's 15-1 against NFC teams. Is that right? It is in their stadium?
14-1.
Okay. Do we have another NFC game on the road this year? Try to get 15-1 so we can make that come true too, right? But, I mean, 14-1 against NFC teams on the road is pretty incredible. So he's writing a story. And he's just, in his mind, he's just beginning. It's just in the early chapters, I'm sure.
John, what do you think it says about this group? There's a lot of talk about how loud this is here, and I think you may have had one pre-snap penalty and no turnovers.
Yeah.
How meaningful is that to the coaching staff who've been harping on that kind of stuff in this environment?
I think that's what won the game for us. I really do. I think the poise under pressure, handling the noise, like you said, one pre-snap penalty, no turnovers in this environment, and it's the twofold noise. It's the noise of the crowd, which is incredible, and it's also the noise of the defense and the noise they create with all their schemes and the way they play, and they're a very physical, tough defense, well coached. So those two things, I got to give our offense all the credit for that.
Okay.
Great. Thank you.